Hey there, guys. Welcome to the Brew Podcast.
Hello.
It's been such a long time since we have done a podcast. Actually, I have been, you know, I did a podcast on my own. You know, if you said, been keeping up with my podcasts. And, well, our podcasts, and Craig hasn't been really feeling well. It's good that you could really get back on here again.
Yeah. I've been busy. You know, I've been at the spa. 24-hour care.
I've actually, I did the last podcast. I was going to do another podcast while you were in, but, you know, I just figured, you know, just to wait until you come out. I spent a lot of time with watching movies and stuff like that. You know, last night, you know, I watched Sleepwalkers for the first time.
That Stephen King movie?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, Stephen King, you know, he's kind of going to make these weird movies anyway. So yeah. I just thought it was kind of hilarious that, you know, you had like, it's like a bunch of cats, you know, and jump on this one person. I just thought it was hilarious. You know, probably when the movie, you know, came out was more like, you know, it was like a scary thing sort of thing. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that was it. And
I used to read a lot of Dean Koontz books, and there was like a couple of movies by him that I used to really watch. But for the life of me, I can't remember what they were called. But I used to like Dean Koontz books too.
Yeah.
But
I've actually, you know, like, it's just amazes me that, I mean, I was thinking about the movies or the movie theaters and, you know, how, I mean, our last movie theater or our last movie that we saw at the theater was, you know, I think it was Avatar.
Yeah, and you know, the effed up part was we didn't even get to see it in 3D because that theater didn't show 3D.
I know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it would have been, like, really nice to be able to see the 3D effect.
They should have given us, like, a 25% discount, considering it wasn't in 3D. I mean, I'm just saying.
Was it supposed to be made in 3D?
Yeah, but that particular theater in Vancouver didn't have the equipment or something.
Oh, that's kind of sucks. Yeah.
I guess they're the next two are supposed to be coming out.
I think the next one is, I mean, apparently Sigourney Weaver, she's supposed to be...
Back alive?
And she's supposed to be in the second one.
Maybe it's a prequel, I don't know.
And it's, I think they're going to be having it next year that's going to be out. So, yeah. I guess we'll have to see. And, I mean, we haven't really been to any movie theaters lately because,
well.
I mean, I don't like spending stuff, you know, at the theater because it has gotten really expensive.
Plus, I have a big-ass TV, so why do I need to go to the theater?
we just wait until we, until it's actually on Netflix or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, but,
I watched Wonder Woman the other day, and everybody's raving about it. It was okay. I was a little disappointed that she didn't twirl and her bosoms got bigger.
I've noticed that, you know, like I even looked on YouTube to see how the spin went.
Yeah, and there wasn't
any
spin.
There wasn't any spin. No. And that was kind of like disappointing.
Yeah, but I like the story, how they kind of left it open and the World War II thing. But it was definitely different. I do want to see The Last Planet of the Apes. I haven't seen that one yet, but, you know.
I think that's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, it probably is already.
And, I'm like, I just I never saw Wonder Woman yet, you know, but isn't that supposed to be long?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Was it like 3 hours or something like that?
Yeah, I'm concerned, though, you know, about The Rock. It's been 15 minutes and it hasn't had another movie out, so.
I'm like thinking about, you know, what movies that are kind of scary and what traumatized you when you were growing up.
Nothing traumatized me when I was growing up. My favorite clip was, and I finally found it, was Saturday Night Live, was Bambi versus Godzilla. And that I that
you were traumatized with that?
No, it was hilarious. they show Bambi in a field, the music's playing, and
all saw that. It was,
and all of a sudden, this big green foot comes down and squashes him.
It was a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
They had like four little parts.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. Nothing traumatized me. I mean, I read The Exorcist and stuff when I was like 12, and so nothing.
I remember the first time I saw The Exorcist, and I don't know how. Let me see. They came out of what, 1979, was it?
The Exorcist?
Yeah.
No, 73.
Was it 73?
Yeah, 73.
Well, I was only five then. You know, I think my parents, they wanted me to wait until I was old enough, but even at that time, you know, I was pretty much traumatized, especially with the head spin, and they also cut out some of the scary weird parts, you know, and now they put it back in again, and so like how she went down the stairs, you know, backwards or whatever. I don't know how they did that.
My favorite scenes in there where they're having the dinner party and she's standing there looking all and just starts peeing everywhere. and the other one was, this is how warped I was. I remember when she opened the door and all there was all these 45s spinning and I was trying to read what songs were on the 45s.
You try to do that?
Yeah.
To see what kind of song she was into?
Yeah. the theme to The Exorcist is my favorite song. I used to crank that, and then I'd scare myself when they do that. Bah! You know?
The tubular bells.
Yeah, the tubular bells.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of my aunts has saw The Exorcist, and they wouldn't either.
And I mentioned to the aunts how I liked that song, and they said, "Oh, well, how can you listen to that movie? It's so, that music is so creepy." You shouldn't go to hell. If you don't know Brian by now, we've watched like Jaws like, I don't know, 400 times a year.
400 times, you know,
yeah, we've got it all memorized.
I get that. I love the Jaws movies.
Oh, what?
You know, I wish that was in the first movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know, apparently, you know, that's supposed to be like really traumatized when it first came out.
Yeah, it was, but
you know,
with
a lot of people in.
Yeah,
and I guess they kind of like felt weird, you know, about going in the ocean, you know, in reality, you know, at the beaches, you know, I don't know.
Well, speaking of Jaws, I actually played that song, Mr. Jaws today. You know, the where they play the little snippets of the other songs. Not in the 70s. But,
what was the good funny ones that you liked?
Spaceballs. I used to like Spaceballs. may the Schwartz be with you. And he wore that little doggy outfit with the little doggy ears. Yeah. And then...
Yeah, that was John Candy.
Yeah, then there's a spoof called... Saturday the 14th. I like that one. It was kind of there was a takeoff of Friday the 13th. Motel Hell was good, where they would stick them in the ground and slit their throats and fatten them up and pull them out with a tractor and turn them into sausage. I like that one, but I kind of like, you know, weird movies. Cat People. We were just talking about Cat People the other day, and I really like the music, but and the, well, what was it, a panther?
It was a Black Panther.
Black Panther was really cool. And Malcolm, what's his name, always makes weird movies anyway, but I kind of like to see that again because visually it was a very beautiful movie.
Aren't they making a new one of that?
I heard that. But
they have one, like, what was it, back in 1953 or something?
What? Cat People? I think there was an original Cat People back then. I know
it was black and white.
I think the Cat People movie was like 84 or something. The other one I like is, and you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I like David Bowie Labyrinth, you know, movie. Underground.
It's been a long time since I've seen that. Yeah. I think, you know, when it first came out, I saw it.
you know, and I'm embarrassed to admit, but I turn on the Sound of Music every once in a while.
Yeah, we actually bought it on Amazon.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of new movies in a while. You know, we don't really watch new movies. I watch a lot of old, they're not really TV series, but they're Netflix TV series, and I do watch a lot of those.
Yeah, that seems to be a lot of the reality shows, you know, they show on Netflix.
Yeah.
I guess I like the reality shows. It depends what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm actually surprised that I never heard that they stopped Mob Wives before.
Yeah, they stopped that after a while. But
yeah, I never heard of it after like a few seasons.
I actually like that show, my 600-pound life, because it's one of those series that gives you inspiration, you know.
Mm.
You know that, you know, these people are struggling with stuff like that.
Yeah.
But because there's other movies. I'm trying to remember.
What I always liked was you know, with the movies is that I've always loved Witch Mountain.
Witch Mountain, yeah.
I like the Disney movies.
Yeah. I actually read they're doing a follow-up to The Shining, the second part, and I hope that scary-ass woman, Shelley Duvall, is not in it. She was more scary than Jack Nicholson. she was creepy. Red Room, Red Room. But yeah,
they're supposed to be doing a follow-up. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a follow-up to The Shining, and then
that would be kind of interesting, you know, having the boy grown up, and now he's taken over the hotel, doing some writing or whatever.
Trapped, and then that painting, like one of those, he clipped cats on the car, like, let me out. But, I'm trying to think what are the movies I've seen. I've been in the hospital so much that I've been within there for 12 weeks this year. I kind of haven't seen a lot of TV or movies.
That's
why
we haven't been doing any podcasts.
The World Cup's going on right now, and when I was in the hospital,
couldn't wait to get out.
Well, it was on every TV in the hospital.
No movie turning.
It was like every TV. I mean, you couldn't avoid it, and it's like, and people were taking bets on it, and it's like, I mean, I like soccer, but you know, it's just each game is the same. They just have different color uniforms on, you know. But I mean, I like soccer, but there's only so much I can handle. But,
yeah. That's one thing that I never really got into. Is the soccer games?
Yeah.
But like you, you know, I like the 600-pound show, and
yeah.
It just kind of makes me think that, you know, how could someone put themselves in that situation? You know, I kind of like feel a little weird, you know, that I don't want to see myself like that, you know. You know, so I'm trying to get back into the working out, and you know, I just don't have the energy for it right now. I don't know where the energy is coming from.
No, it's been a lot of stress this year. Me being sick was probably the energy stuff. I know I had three stents put in my heart last month, and I have been so drained and tired, and it's like, you know, it's one of those things that's just taken me a long time to get my strength back. But, you know, it's hard to stay focused on getting out and walking every day and doing the focus and the mental thing. And that's one of the nice things about Netflix is that, you know, you can go on these Netflix binges and, like, you know, forget about life, you know. You just focus on...
There is a website, if you don't find movies on Netflix, it's called Vex Movies.
Mm-hmm.
VEX Movies. It's all in one word. And you can find a lot of movies, even movies that are just came out. Even though that the ones that just came out is not good quality
right
at this present time, but it will probably later on when whoever uploads them onto the Vex Movies website. But I've been doing a lot of watching movies on that lately. I mean, I've always liked The Birds, and I must have seen that so many times too.
Yeah, I like The Birds. I like Rear Window. So Alfred Hitchcock movies are always good. I mean,
I've always liked that. Yeah, there's a TV show called, I don't know if you heard it before, but it was called Tales of the Dark Side.
Yeah, well there's been several versions.
Series,
yeah.
And this was the 80s series.
Yeah,
and every Saturday, like after the show Monsters,
mm-hmm.
they show Tales of the Dark Side. And me and a couple of friends of mine, we would hang out, and this is when they were living with us for a short while because, their mother was, she wasn't all there, but they eventually moved to their grandmother's, but that's what we did. Every Saturday we would watch Tales of the Dark Side. And I like that. I also like the Twilight Zone, which we watched
Remake in the 80s was actually pretty good. I was telling some of the local people here in Letterkenny, Ireland, about Elvira, and they're going like, who? And then Vampira.
Nobody knows who.
No, Elvira or Vampira or any of those,
Mm-hmm.
And then, they used to have after midnight, well, in L.A. at least, they would have these old black and white movies, the zombie versus Dracula, and all these little really bad black and white movies.
I don't mind the black and white movies or TV shows.
Yeah,
I've always liked the I Love Lucy, which I always watch all the time. I remember Mr. Ed too when I was
young. Yeah, Mr. Ed.
With the talking horse.
Yeah, I always liked the Beverly Hillbillies, and Perry Mason. I'm a very big Perry Mason fan. Ba-bum, ba-bum, Paul Drake with calling all the women dames and dolls and birds. It's like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't get away with that now. Look at the gams on that one. Yeah. I do want to see Dunkirk. With Harry Styles, one of them, One Direction, whatever. It's supposed to be a famous battle here in Europe where I guess a lot of people got killed, but it's supposed to be pretty good.
The Buck Rogers show?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like 1980 or something?
Yeah, 82? yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like something like 85 or 86, we were introduced the Buck Rogers on the tracks. There's a tracks, where by Woodside.
Yeah.
The Long Island Expressway, and you go into this thing, and it's like bars and stuff like that. So whenever a train went by, you'll see the light, flickering, and it looks like we're going out to the Buck Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of funny, and it was kind of cool at the time. And
I'm a big Munsters fan.
That's a good one.
I was like when Herman Munster starts jumping up and down and going, darn, 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 and he falls through the floor.
Smoke everywhere.
Yeah, smoke everywhere. Adam's Family was good, but it wasn't the same, But
it was funny back then, but now looking at it,
Munsters was better, yeah.
It was kind of boring watching the Addams Family. You know, some of the things that they do, it was kind of corny, like you have to laugh sort of thing.
Yeah, but the Munsters is like, I like because the girl was beautiful, but they all had her convinced she was ugly because she didn't look bad, you know, like them. There's a lot of social value in that movie. That's serious. Yeah.
What I also liked is the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I actually saw...
all 479 of them, too?
There's like so many Halloween movies. Yeah,
there's a new one coming out, I think.
There's another one coming out in October, I think.
Oh, the worst one was Friday the 13th versus Halloween in Space, or whatever it was.
Really? Halloween in Space?
Yeah, versus Jason versus Michael Myers. They were... The DNA, they brought him back to life in this spaceship.
That sounds corny.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
I thought you meant Freddy and Jason.
No. I don't think they've done that one yet.
Yeah, they did. You know, Freddy and Jason.
Oh, did they? Mm. Yeah, the Freddy remakes actually weren't that bad. That we're done. I actually like that. Actually, they're doing a remake of that movie, Heathers, which is a good movie. We just watched that scary movie, Mommy Dearest, again.
Yeah, that's actually a good movie. You know, it was very well scripted, and Faye Dunaway, you know, she did a really good role in that.
Yeah, but it ruined her career. She was pretty much blacklisted after that. She couldn't, you know, it's kind of sad that, you know, it kind of ruined her career because she was actually good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching a TV series called Feud with Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange about Bette Davis, and Joan Crawford is actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I still need to see that.
Yeah.
How many episodes, you know?
I think it's only like 8, 9. It's not that many episodes. That's it? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought, you know, is that like the first season? Or are they going to have a second season?
No, well, there's no point. They you know, they died in the end.
Oh, they did?
Well, they've been dead for years.
Oh. No, I'm talking about the series.
Oh, the series. Yeah. I mean, that's the way they ended it. You know that. You know,
so there's not going to be any more Feud.
No.
Series, no. Yeah. So they're only like 9. Oh, okay. What is
the? I was thinking the other day about Brad Pitt. I remember his first role with that cowboy with hitchhiker in.
Thelma
and
Louise?
Yeah, Thelma and Louise, and I saw him the other day, and he's a senior citizen now. It's like, you know, it's so funny how, you know, you see something, you know, 30 years ago, you forget, you know. But.
Yeah, I've seen Thelma and Louise in the theaters.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen it with my friend Sandra, and it was kind of good.
Well, see,
I like it.
Well, see, a lot of people forget he was in that movie because of the, he stole the money. That's how they got into the problem. And then,
I think it was his body that kind of like broke him in.
Yeah.
And then it was, what was the next one? Interview with the Vampire?
Well, Interview with the Vampire and Queen of the Damned is, those are good movies, but actually Anne Rice is working on a television series about, you know, the 25 vampire books or how many there is, so... Supposed to come out next year. That'll be good. There was a movie with David Duchovny and Brad Pitt. I think it was about the same time as Thelma and Louise, the early 90s, where Brad Pitt was a serial killer David Duchovny was writing a story on him, and that was a good movie. I can't remember the name of it, but...
Was that with who?
Brad Pitt and David Duchovny, you know, from X-Files and that. Californication or whatever that show is.
I thought you meant Matthew McConaughey.
No.
I was thinking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, Texas. That particular one with Matthew McConaughey, that was pretty bad. That was pretty.
It was pretty bad.
It was like a slapstick comedy.
It was like pretty much a psycho.
Yeah, but it was a slapstick comedy. It wasn't really serious. But The Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies were pretty good. I like some of the campy.
The camping movies.
You know, the campy movies, the slasher film.
They had one. It's a really old one called Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And I had no idea that the girl turned out to be a guy, and it was kind of weird.
Well, speaking of scary movies, and there is one that was a scary movie. It was called Dress to Kill, where Michael Caine was a murdering transvestite. You ever see that movie?
I never saw.
Yeah, that he movie. Was scary in that movie.
Dress, like a, Dress to Kill.
I think it was Dress to Kill. Yeah, it was like he was scary, but forgot
weird, the movie. Yeah, it's something like pretty much really sick movies, like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, then there was the follow-ups. There was a Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal was good. There's a series called Hannibal, which I don't know. I kind of lost interest in that. Mm-hmm. I got into the Psycho series, but that kid that played Norman Bates, he was just creepy looking. He's always creepy looking though. He's got he plays that part really well because he just blank. You know, he's got this blank kind of.
What's that show again? Motel.
Yeah, Bates Motel. Yeah, but he's got a show on now called The Good Doctor.
Even The Good Doctor, you know, his looks creepy, looks kind of. Scary looking or weird.
Well, you know, people don't realize, but in Ireland and the UK, some of the series were about 6 months behind. And like The Walking Dead, let's say The Walking Dead's on Monday, we don't see it till Tuesday, you know, because they do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do that because of the time difference, because people would spoil, you know, the story in the States. But yeah, sometimes we're behind in series, you know, by about 6 months to a year sometimes, you know.
Years ago, like, you know, when I lived here in the 90s, the movies didn't come out, when the movies came out in the United States, they didn't come out until like another year or two later.
Yeah, well, sometimes like when I was backpacking around Europe in the 90s for couple summers, I used to go to theaters, and sometimes they weren't that bad, but the new movies would be 2 months, 3 months behind, you know. But yeah, you know what, I like those movies. My mind went blank with what was his name? Just died recently. mind went blank. What was his name?
What movies was he in?
It was like, not Police Academy, but he was in that, God, what was his name? Anyway, never mind. But it was like, slapstick movies, you know? Like Airplane and those. I was like,
oh, the guy with the white hair?
Yeah, but the, his name.
That's right, he just recently died.
Like Liam, not Liam Neeson, but yeah, he was, they were called like 9 1/2 or something. Anyway, I saw those when I was traveling around.
Was it Guns? What was that movie again? The funny one, you know, with it was Guns. Oh God, I forget that movie called.
Yeah. Anyway, they were.
Well, isn't he like funny. In the 90s? You know, isn't he like? Wasn't he like in like 90 or something?
I don't know.
He was a good age.
Those were a good movie. I can't stand Charlie Sheen. You know, his movies.
I think a lot of people they can't stand him.
Yeah.
I can't stand Tom Cruise. I saw Mission Impossible and he was really good in that movie, but I couldn't watch the other ones for some reason. I guess I really wasn't into Tom Cruise.
Well, I lost respect for Tom Cruise when he, with Interview with the Vampire, where he refused to do anything gay related to the vampires, which, if you follow the series, they weren't really gay. They were just kind of sexual beings, versus, labeling. And probably because of his management, they didn't allow him to do that stuff. But Queen of the Damned was actually a good movie. But the last Tom Cruise movie I saw was War of the Worlds. And that's been several years ago. And after that, I've lost interest. I mean, how many Mission Impossible movies are there? 300? It's like, it's just
there's a lot of them.
It's like so many
just
of them.
It's the same thing with the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I don't like the new Halloween movies. The old ones.
The new one's supposed to be good. But there was one with Jamie Lee Curtis and Josh Hartnett, where she was a principal. That was the last one I actually enjoyed. I think it was Halloween 2.0 or...
Halloween H2O.
H2O or something,
I think that was it.
Yeah, but...
18 years later, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Long time.
Time flies. But...
Don't they have... Is that show True Blood, is that still on?
No, it stopped. It was based on a series of books, and it could... I haven't watched the last
few seasons.
I haven't watched the last season because they got into fairies and stuff, and I kind of I need to watch it and stuff. It's the books are really good and the series is really good, but towards the end, because of the book series, it gets a little abstract. I never could stand Buffy the Vampire Killer or Angel or those.
I saw the movie.
Those shows. Do you remember that show Dark Angel with what was her name, Jessica Biel? Not Jessica Biel, but it was called Dark Angel, where they had a power outage that destroyed all the computers in the world or something, and she was and then I used to like that show. I've actually gotten into a series that I really surprised I did, because it's kind of drama with a twang, but that series called Nashville. It's kind of...
I haven't seen that show.
It's kind of funny. There was
Nashville and what's that other show that you watch? The Archies.
Oh, Riverdale? My brother's children go to a Riverdale High. Kind of cracked me up.
I didn't think that there was a Riverdale.
I'd forgotten until I watched Riverdale that Josie and the Pussycats was actually a spinoff of the Archies. I'd forgotten about that. But do you remember those cartoons with the Jackson 5 and Sonny and Cher?
Oh my god! All those, and the Brady Bunch
and the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family. I mean the cartoons, Scooby-Doo spinoffs. Daria and the Real World are supposed to be coming back to MTV. They announced it yesterday. Ooh. Daria and the Real World, they're bringing them back to MTV. Mm. Apparently, they're starting to realize that MTV that doesn't show any music videos is boring. So
yeah.
They're bringing back all their old classics.
Wow.
I've stuck with The Walking Dead this last season, but I've heard that a lot of their fan base is dropping because it's kind of
it's getting more stupid.
Well, it's not stupid. It's just I don't know. It's
are they still
like
in the middle of fighting.
Yeah, it seems like they're always fighting, and the original Walking Dead that was so good about it wasn't always about battles, and now it's the last two or three seasons, it's all about battles and fighting and all this stuff. But Fear of the Walking Dead, I enjoy. It's one based out of Mexico. But I'm kind of wondering. I have a feeling the Walking Dead will probably only do another couple seasons, and then
considering that it is dropping.
Well, and it's been on for, what, 10 years now?
10 years?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I think they're on season 8 or 9, something like that. So, and Carl just died, like, yay, he died!
They're all like, finally.
I mean, my God, he lost toes, fingers, eyes, he got shot with an arrow. It's like, kill the kid already. Yeah.
That's fun.
But yeah, Andrew Lincoln is still pretty cool. There's a comedy series that was filmed over here where he was a teacher, which is he's pretty funny. But you know, he hides his Canadian accent very well.
He does. Yeah.
You know, when you watch him in Walking Dead and those things, you wouldn't believe he was actually Canadian.
The first time I seen him, he was in a show in England called This Life, and he was supposed to be roommates with four or five other lawyers, and he was trying to get into the lawyers.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he was like maybe like 20 or something like that, you know, and he was good looking back then. He's still good looking, I think.
I'm not sure if he's aged as much as they've made him age in The Walking Dead, or if he's actually aged. You understand what I'm saying? They've made him look a little more rugged, the gray like me, you know.
That's the gray, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he actually has the gray or if they've just done that for that show. But Daryl always looks like he just been bathing in vegetable oil. He always looks greasy. I mean, it's like, my God, take a shower.
He does always look greasy.
He always does. He's a good character, but yeah. But yeah.
I think they first, people thought that he, you know, he had this gay views on, I don't know who it was.
There was a takeoff on that, and they dropped that character, and then they decided to enter as the gay characters, those two around the name of that town. They're always fighting, Alexandria or something. And then, and then there's a couple of lesbians. But there was kind of a romance thing between Daryl and, I can't remember who it was, I still enjoy it, but it's just battling. Negan is, I mean, he's a good character, but he's just creepy. But
we need to kill him also. We can move on, you know, and watch more zombies and stuff like that. You know, don't like the fighting a lot. Yeah. You know, it's like a turn off.
Well, one thing in movies that does scare me that I always find creepy is people whistling.
In the movies,
it's just people that whistle in movies. Watch out for them; they're gonna get you. they're just so casual; they're just strolling along, whistling. It's like, yeah, yeah, creepy. Yeah.
No, I'm actually glad that we did this podcast. You know, to get it over and done with.
It's been a while since I've done it.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
I mean, I did one while you were in the hospital. What's June, May? I think it was April. I think.
Probably, I've been in there most of this year.
Yeah, and I just figured, you know, that we should do a podcast, you know, so we can come back and start doing our podcast every Saturday, roughly probably like around 5 or something like that. And
I was trying to think about what the next podcast could be. We can try to figure out how many different recipes there are for Bailey's cheesecake.
Oh yeah,
you know, or Oreo cheesecake.
He has his Bailey's. What is it, fetish?
No, there's nothing sexual about it. I have discovered Bailey's on vanilla ice cream. That's really good. That's really good. It's kind of like a Bailey's root beer float. You know, it's really good. You know, really good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to end this podcast. Okay. And if you have any ideas of any topics you want us to discuss about, we'll be considering of those topics.
Yeah.
And
of course, we won't do any of them, but you know, if you can, you can make all the suggestions.
Just let us know on the BaruchPodcast@gmail.com, or you can, you know, leave a comment on our Facebook page, and we'll just take it from there. So, okay. You guys take care, and we will catch you guys another time.
Okay.
So, be good.
Goodbye.
And have a great weekend.
Bye.
It's nice this time staying together.
This time together. I'm trying to turn it off.